I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation, but that doesn't mean we can't have someone fill in for him, or in this case, a couple of people. Joining me this morning, Callie Hardy and her mom, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning, Tammy.
And good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
And good morning, baby Rosie.
Let's see if we can get something.
Good morning, Rosie.
It's a total family affair today. Thank you for bringing in the baby. Now, Sherry, I wanted to do a little deep dive, if you don't mind, into your history, because you and your husband, Mike, Fire Captain Mike, have a very adorable meet cute story. First of all, how did it start?
Mike and I both grew up in Altadena, which is where the fires just were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a lot of family and friends that lost places and went through a lot this last year.
But mom and dad were neighbors growing up, which is so funny because they were, well, down the street,
well, a
right?
a couple like, blocks away. But, and it was so funny because when my parents decided to move to Arcadia, they actually first wanted to move to a different house two blocks away. I would have been neighbors with Mike.
With your husband, Mike.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Dad. And I did not know him at the time, but I ended up moving to Arcadia. And then several years later, my dear, dear friend, Steve, ended up going to the same school as Mike and would have Mike over to come hang out. And we would all hang out together.
At that time, when you knew him in ninth grade, did you have any idea this was going to be the man you married, or was he just a friend?
I mean, never. I always thought he was cute, but but I had no idea where, you know, I had no expectations of anything. And then, of course, years, years later, he went into Buds, the Navy base, and I happened to move down to Pacific Beach, and we ended up seeing each other in a bar. One night.
What bar?
It was Fibber McGee's.
Okay.
Down in PB.
Oh, wow.
And he...
Is that still there?
No.
It's
something else now. But
that's a bummer.
But yeah, he walked up to me and said, "You look like this girl I used to know." And I just said, "Oh, really?"
Oh, sure. You thought it was
like,
a line.
Oh, yeah. You know? And he goes, "No, this girl, she grew up in Arcadia." And then all of a sudden I was like, "Well, wait a minute. I grew up in Arcadia." And he said, "Her name was Sherry." And I said, "Well, that's me." And he said, "Do you remember me? It's Mike Ryan." And
I
was like, "Oh my gosh, you're in Buds." It all kind of came together.
Yeah.
And I wrote my phone number on his cast.
This is the best.
Oh my God. This is so cute.
Phone number on his
he
cast.
He had a broken arm, and I wrote my phone number on his cast, and he
so
called
good.
Me the next morning, and we went out, and that was it.
Now Mike is a fire captain.
Yes, in LA County. Yeah.
And can you just share a little bit of what it was like from him, for your perspective, when these fires were happening in LA?
Well, it's the one
because that's your old hometown area.
Grounds. Yeah, I know. It was actually crushing, and we were actually in Nashville at the time with Callie and Michael, and the fires broke out. Mike was actually out on injury because he had torn up his knee.
Oh, so he couldn't even go if he wanted to.
He had surgery.
It was killing him.
It was literally
destroying him. He seriously was about to fly back with freshly broken, just messed up knee. Yeah.
He had just had surgery on it. And he wasn't recovered yet, and it just tore him up that he couldn't be there.
Yeah.
Because it was our hometown.
Yeah.
It was, and of course we were watching it on the news, and you know, it was just devastation across the board. And he worked in Malibu also, so he was very familiar with all of the Palisades and Altadena.
Right.
And so it really tore him up not to be there, but he tried to do as much as he could on the phone and tried to help whichever way he could.
And he's gotten his fair share of fighting fires.
Of excitement.
Bet he has.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, because we always honor those who serve with our national anthem every day. So we'll send it out to Hardy's father-in-law, Mike Ryan, at 8 o'clock today.
Love that.